Today we are going to continue to pray for the election process, but we're going to do it from a 2 Chronicles 7:14 mindset. Think about it. When a nation struggles with its leadership, God has an anecdote found in 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. So today we're going to focus on the areas of humbling ourselves, praying, and seeking his face regarding the elections upcoming. How do we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God? We seek him. When we pray, we are actually humbling ourselves because we're saying, I can't, we can't, but you can, Father God. When we pray, we must seek his mind on the matter. How does he feel about the upcoming election process? How does he see our nation right now? Who does he want in office? What laws does he want to pass or not? We need the Creator of the universe, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Almighty God, to show us what to pray. Humility means laying aside my agenda, my thoughts on matter, and truly seeking what he wants. We're seeking his face, not his hand, his mind on the matter, not asking him to do what we want or give us something. Will you join us in humbling ourselves, praying and seeking his face on behalf of the nation and the upcoming elections? So, Father, we come to you recognizing that we don't know the answers. We know that there are so many facets to this election that concern us. But you say not to worry. You say to pray, to worry about nothing, but to pray about everything with prayer and supplication and with thanksgiving. So first of all, Father, we thank you that you put us in a country where we are free to vote. We thank you that we are in a country that has liberties. We thank you that we're in a country that was founded on godly principles. We thank you that you caused us to be part of this country. You could have put us any place in the world, but you deemed it fit for us to be here. And with that, we accept the responsibility that comes with that. But we want to know what you want on the matter. Help us to hear from you accurately, to discern with your Holy Spirit who you want us to vote for, what laws you want us to pass or not, or how you want us to vote on different things that are on the ballot, any other leader, judges, any politician, anyone that's going to be placed in authority or replaced. Father, we pray you would grant us your wisdom. Give us the filter to hear what you say on the matter and not what man says, not what information comes, whether it's from artificial intelligence, which could be inaccurate, or from biased people who are just out to set their agenda. Help us to lay aside our agendas, our thoughts on the matter, and truly seek you for what you want. We want your face on the mat. What are you thinking on it? And we thank you, Lord, that you are liberal in your wisdom. You are liberal when we ask like this. You are liberal in giving us these kinds of answers. So we thank you that the voters that are praying this way will truly hear your voice, because your sheep hear your voice. And that's what Jesus said. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name.